ability?
There is none. You see, law of attraction is the manager of all of that. Your responsibility is to self. And when you're there, anyone, even close to the proximity of you, benefits by you. And if they're not, there isn't anything you can do anyway. Social responsibility, what people do who have social responsibility is they keep contouring their vibration so that they can hook up with others, so that they can resonate with others. And now, while they resonate with the others, they have nothing to give them. Social responsibility and alignment with source are opposite ends of the stick.
Okay. So then, to reframe that inside myself, if I'm writing this new story, and it's my story of being completely in unity with my source, with my real inner being expressing.
Before you go further, we want to ask you a question. You get the sense of source, don't you?
Yes.
And you get the sense of source flowing.
Yes.
So have you heard us say a dozen or so times as we've been playing together on the ship, have you heard us saying over and over again that we're flowing through you, but we can't do anything about you not being vibrationally up to speed? Don't you think it's interesting? Even that which is source cannot demand your compliance vibrationally.
You have to bring yourself there.
You have the free will to be a vibrational match or not. But for heaven's sakes, if source can't demand vibrational compliance into joy, then why do those of you who purport to be the servants of that which is source, why do you think that you would do it? Do you understand that every time you feel negative emotion, it means you've deviated from the vibration of source, which means source does not adjust its vibration to stay with you. It's your job to adjust your vibration to stay with source. If source treated you like your mother does or your best friend, I'm there for you. I felt good before we had this conversation, and now I feel as lousy as you feel. I'm there for you. Source, the only reason you ever feel negative emotion is because source won't do that, you see. Just appealing to your logic, because we know you want so much to be an uplifter, and you do have this sense of responsibility, and we are just here to help you to understand that nothing other than your selfish willingness to align with source will ever give you any advantage or value to any other. You can't get poor enough to help poor people be off. You can't get sick enough to help sick people get well. You can't become confused enough to bring clarity to anyone. If you're walking along a mountain ledge, there's three of you, you're not watching what you do, you stumble over the edge, you're hanging by a flimsy vine, and there are two with you, one sure-footed and strong, and the other is as clumsy as you are, which one are you glad is there?
Sure-footed one for sure.
So that's who you want to be. You want to be sure-footed and clear-minded and joyful and tuned in, tapped in, turned on, and resilient. And you'll have plenty of opportunities to assist others. But the thing that is screwy with what so many of you are reaching for is you can't get tuned in to this source energy vibration and help those that are not somewhere in your vicinity. And so you just got to understand and accept that law of attraction will sort you all out. So there are teachers everywhere along the path for everyone that's reaching. You do not have to be, nor could you ever be, all things to all people. Just be true to yourself and let law of attraction sort it out for you. And we promise a joyful experience, a fulfilling experience, a being who you said you would be when you came forth, a never-ending, always expanding, joyful experience. Very good. Yes.
I really had this one other question. As I'm writing my story...
Speak up.
As I'm writing my story, I want to see an awakening of others. So I would
then call
to my...
But you see, it's not your job.
But if I'm...
You wake up. You be awake. And others who want to wake up will read your story.
Well,
when you focus upon the fact that they are asleep, you're telling a different story.
So when I walked into this whirlpool today and I met this man who's another cruiser on the ship and not part of our group, and we had this wonderful conversation about how corporations are going more green and his role and what his job was, some part of me felt like I attracted meeting him so I could hear what I wanted to hear, which is that there's an evolutionary process afoot.
Good.
So that becomes part of my story.